97.9.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. What a God we serve. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King that owns the whole universe. We are so thankful that we belong to God that never bowed to no man. And what a joy to welcome you to the Hour of Fulfillment tonight. This is going to be a night of explosion. Miracles will happen in your life like not never before. But before we go into the word tonight, can we just have a word of prayer? Father in heaven, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Receive all our praise in Jesus' name. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that you will speak through this tongue. You will declare your word in wisdom and in mystery. Lord, I'm asking, oh God, that every ear that hears me this evening, we experience a divine touch from heaven. There will be salvation, there will be healing, there will be miracle. Lord Jesus, there will be signature of your hand upon this meeting tonight to prove that it is your word that I'm speaking. Lord Jesus, and I'm thankful because after this meeting, no life will remain the same again. And I give you thanks for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. This is the Hour of Fulfillment one more time. And we've been dealing with an issue of that I know that is very, very pertinent to everyone, because I discovered that everyone wants to be a success. Nobody wants to be a failure. So we'll be talking about war against failure. War against failure. Now, I've seen so many people trying to make it, either physically, spiritually, financially, socially, in any form. And there is always a sign that, well, maybe things are not working the way I want it. Now, listen to this. This meeting is meant for you. Tonight program is meant for you. So I'd like you to just get yourself ready. If necessary, take a pen and a paper and write some things down. Because that is what is going to take you to the next level. Nothing changes until you take steps to change it. Every object is allowed to remain in a stationary position until a force is applied. Don't ever think that in the realm of the spirit, things will just happen anyhow. It happens because you apply yourself to kingdom instruction, kingdom principles as outlined in the word of God. Now listen to this. The church of the living God is the center of authority. The church is the center of God's wisdom. It is the source of dominion and power on the earth today. No matter how terrible the devil is going about trying to destroy, trying to kill and steal, the only institution the devil cannot stand against is the church of Jesus. Now, the Bible tells us, he said, I will build my church. He didn't ask the pastor to build it. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I love the way the New Living Translation put it. He said, now I say unto you in Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 18. He said, now I say unto you that you are Peter, which means rock. And upon this rock I will build my church. And all the powers of hell will not conquer it. All the powers of hell. Now when we're talking about the powers of hell, we are talking about everything called limitation. We are talking about everything called stumbling block or obstacles. It can be premature death. It can be spiritual death. It can be poverty. It can be disease. If it has a name, the church is the boss. Come on. I need to say that one again. If it has a name, the church of Jesus is the boss.
That's right.
Now, this is not the age of struggle. No, that is what I want every of our listeners to listen to. This is not the age of struggle. This is the age of triumph and victory. through the application of the wisdom of God as outlined in the scripture.
That's right.
God's wisdom is ageless.
That's right.
God's wisdom is applicable in every generation.
Yes,
you cannot grow it. It's not because of our civilization. You now, if you think you are civilized more than God, you are. I don't want to mention that, but I don't know whether you are in town. You'll be somewhere else. Now, see what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. Apostle Paul was speaking to a Corinthian Christian, and he told him, said, "Now thanks be unto God, which always," not sometimes, "which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the savor," or the taste, the fragrance, "of his knowledge by us in every place." In other words, as a child of God, as a believer in Christ Jesus, anywhere and everywhere you get to, people smell some glory in your life.
That's right.
You can't be quieted. It's not possible. Now, I have seen people, you see, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm getting angry about the devil right now. Now, the ways of God makes us the center of attraction. The way he said, "My ways is not your ways, neither my thought nor your thought. My ways is higher than your ways. My thought is higher than your thought." He said, "As heaven is higher than the earth, so my ways are higher. My thoughts are higher." What are the ways of God? The ways of God is the wisdom of God. What is the wisdom of God? The wisdom of God is the word of God. Now, I want you to see this. It's not dependent. When we are talking about the ways of God, we are not depending on human-made discoveries. We are not talking about technology that doesn't have God sense in it. I call it Bible sense. People call something common sense. Now, I call this one Bible sense. If there is no Bible sense in it, it's going to crash. It's a matter of time. The church in the wilderness experienced the same thing. The same God that was resident in the church in the wilderness is the same God right now. I want you to listen very carefully, because I'm going to build something inside of you by the grace of God. Now, see this that happened in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 4. Now, I want you to know that your father may change, your mother may change, your location may change, your zip code may change, your thinking may change. God don't. God is God by himself. See what he said here. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 4, he said, "Thy remnant," God was speaking to the children of Israel in the wilderness, and he said, "Thy remnant or thy cloth wax not old upon thee." Come on now. Mm-hmm. "Neither did thy foot swell these 40 years." Can you just imagine? People are wearing the same cloth for 40 years, and as they were growing, the cloth was growing with them. There was no supermarket. There was no store. And yet, God was changing their shoes. God was changing their clothing. And they were not smelling. Mm-hmm. And God was saying, the same God in the church, in the wilderness, is still in the church in Jacksonville.
Yes.
He's in the church in America. He's still in the church in Africa. He's still in the church in Asia. He's still in the church in Europe.
Yes.
But let me tell you this. We despise him because we think we're smart. No, just watch this. For 40 solid years, God proved his presence in their midst. Now, see this. In Psalm 105, verse 37 and 38, I love this. He said, "He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribe." The word feeble is another word for weakness. There was no one that was sick among them. I'm talking about 3 million people. There was no hospital. And yet, the Bible says he was there with them in the wilderness, and there was nobody that was sick. So that means it was not the food that they were eating. Come on, talk to me now. Mm-hmm. It was not the activity that was going on in the wilderness. It was the presence of a personality. His name is God. The Bible says Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. No one feeble person in their midst. I remember the Bible says, when they were going through the wilderness, in Psalm 114, he said, the sea saw it, the sea fled. Now, sea ran. I mean, you need to, I mean, I don't know. If they will put that one in a movie, I don't think maybe people can imagine whether it's real that it happened. This is not make believe. This is the word of God. The Bible says, and the mountains keep like rams. There was a person in their midst, and something was happening. And he said, I am the Lord. I change it not. He has not changed. See what he said in Acts chapter 7, in verse number 38. Acts 7:38. He said, this is he, the Almighty, that was in the church in the wilderness with the angels we speak to him in Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us. The same person in the church in the wilderness is the one that rose from the dead and is alive forevermore. And because he was there, friends, they broke every barrier. They destroy all the plan of the enemy, either visible or invisible. They won all the battle, even that was greater than them. God was not depending upon their strength. He was depending on himself. He was just waiting for their cooperation. So we saw Jehovah, God of the whole heavens and the earth. The one that was before the mountains and the hills were formed. The one that doesn't have the beginning and nobody knows his end. He stood in their midst and everything he created bowed before him because he was in their midst. He was telling Israel. And listen, I want you to think about this. I don't care what is going on in your life. Get yourself connected to a local church. I am telling you. I was talking to somebody the other time, and he just said, well, we go everywhere. I mean, we are Christians, and we are the body of Christ. I know. I'm not doubting that. If you don't have a local body, you are frustrating your destiny. You don't know how much you are wounding yourself, because you must be nurtured. You must be rebuked. You must be corrected. And they can't correct you if you are not part of the family. If you allow pride to enter into you, it will frustrate you. See this that was happening in the family of God in the wilderness. See this. The Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 9 and verse 1 to 3. He said, hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than thyself. See this, great and fenced up to heaven. A great people and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom thou knowest, and of whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak? Understand therefore this day that the Lord thy God is thy God, in which he goeth over before thee as a consuming fire. He shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shall thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said unto thee. Now, you will discover that God saw that the situation you think is too much for you, he saw it. He told Israel, the city that is stronger, war to heaven. The people that are mightier than you. Listen. Let me tell you this. If it is not bigger than you, you don't need God. Maybe in your relationship. Maybe in your finances. Maybe you have a doctor's report that is almost breaking your head. Let me tell you, God is sending me to you tonight to tell you, when he confronts the church, it bows. Nothing is permitted to go over the fence. Never. Because there is somebody standing with us that is more than anything on this earth. The world cannot understand these divine backings that we have in the church of Jesus. Because the enemy came into their life stylishly and it deceived them. Oh my God. I have seen people just saying, oh, all these things that people should give, I don't know what they should give to church. You've been deceived. I don't believe in tithe. I don't believe in divine healing. You've been deceived. It's not. Now, I told them in church, I said, when you are lying, you know what you are doing. When you are deceived, you don't know. Because you are trying to defend what somebody told you. A majority of the time, those things doesn't have a root in the word of God. See what he said here in Revelation chapter 12 verse 9. Now before I read it, I will read this scripture. Remember, when you don't put the word of God in the front of everything, and you don't allow it to be the last and the final say in your life, you've been deceived. He said, And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. They even put this last name there. We deceived the old world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, he was the one that deceived the whole world. Now, the joy is the dignity of the church is back because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. You should stop arguing the scriptures, because you cannot win. If you are deceived, you won't agree. If you know the truth. Now, may a lot of people, I told people, I said, everybody know that God is mighty. Even people that said they are atheists, when they face situations, they say, oh my God. Now they know, is there somebody just deceiving somebody? Now you don't just come here on your own. Somebody brought you here. So even people that doesn't believe, they don't want to confess it, they know that it's God. Now you as a believer, you that have been to church, you know that it's God. But if you know God is supreme, if you know God is suffering, why do you doubt his word? You don't even want to doubt the word of your doctor. You don't even want to doubt the check of your employer. Each time they just give you the check as your paycheck, you rush down there. You don't even want to greet anybody at that time. You just want to get the money at all costs. Now, you just run there to the bank to cash the money. You are too confident it's true. Now, when God speaks, you begin to think whether it's true. Listen to this. Science can only compliment God. You can't change him. You can't add to him. You can't remove from him. The Bible tells me, he said, for after the wisdom of God, by the word, they knew not God by their own understanding. You cannot know God by science. He can teach you a little bit. The only way to know who God is his word. He's the one that described him. He's the one that showed us what to do. The end time church are going to be taking over territories by this divine wisdom. Can I just tell you this before we go tonight? Your heavenly Father knows that you are in need of everything. This final hour is the time to disgrace the devil and put him to where he belongs. God was saying something. Let me just say this one. Oh my God, there's so much I want to share tonight, but let me just say this. God told Abraham he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And he told them, he said, Abraham began to plead. My brother, my nephew was there. Please, I want you to save my nephew and his household. And he began to plead from 50 until 10. You remember that story? Now, something happened. After Abraham interceded and God decided to save Lot, something happened. If you read that scripture very well, in Genesis chapter 19, verse 21 to 22, the angel said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape either, for I cannot do anything till thou become either. I cannot do anything. Your presence in your family is a savior stand. Evil is just, is the moment they sight you, they get back. The moment one thing want to happen because of you. Unfortunately, the light didn't know is the light. Because light is not taught how to shine. And that's a big problem. Because God will not do it until there is a cooperation from you. And you cannot cooperate if you don't know. So you are a good person. You are a nice guy. You are a nice lady. Oh my God. You love God with all your heart, but you don't know. And if you don't know, you don't know. Are you getting what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Nobody hates you when you fail. You just discover that you just hate yourself. Now somebody says, I don't know why I failed that exam. I don't know. And I prayed. Those people, I don't know them. They just hate me. Now listen to this. If they like you, 2 multiplied by 2 will not be 20. But that's what you wrote down. And you say, they hate me. They don't hate you. You don't just know. And let me tell you, if you know that what you don't know is the reason why the enemy is taking over your territory, you will reverse and you will just take your destiny by storm. God is sending me to somebody here right now that the season of darkness and wickedness of the enemy is over in the mighty name of Jesus. The church of the living God is the light of the world, and the light shine in darkness, and the darkness could not stop it. If you are hearing me tonight, it's time to detach yourself from what the enemy is doing. Many times you just see people, sickness, disease, affliction. That's all what they talk about. Yes, you see, I don't know what is going on with the economy. I don't know what is going on with my body. I don't know what is going on with the government. Now, listen, let's say what is going on with you based upon the word of God. Because the master, the king of kings, the lord of lords that put you here, put everything together to make you to enjoy this place. Mm-hmm. If you are hearing me tonight, you want to just become the member of the church, the big body, the church of the living God. Why don't you just say this prayer after me? And I'm believing God, as you say it with the genuity of your heart, something eternal will happen to you. If it happened to Peter when he was nobody, it can happen to you. God is not a respecter of any man. If it happened to the woman at the well that had about 5 marriages and it never worked, I'm telling you, something can happen to you right now and a new beginning will start. If it happened to the woman with the issue of blood, it can happen to you. There is no destiny that is out of order. Don't let religion make you feel as if God have frustrated God. No. You frustrated yourself, because God can never be frustrated because of what Jesus Christ has done. Say this prayer after me. Say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me. From today, I give my life to you. Thank you, Father, Lord, for writing my name in the book of life. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. From today, Lord, I receive strength to stand in my faith. Lord Jesus, lead me to a church that will grow me as a believer, that will make me stand and take my place. Thank you, Father, for loving me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, next week, I'll be showing you how to connect the wisdom that will make you win. But tomorrow is another opportunity.
Yes.
Each time you hear the word of God, you go higher.
Amen.
Because faith will be born. And that is what you need for greatness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Thank
Glory
you so much, Bishop. That was a wonderful word from the Lord. I'd just like to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. We actually have 2 services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m., and the second service is at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. So come out and worship with us. If you get up early, come to the early service. That's at 8 a.m. And then the second service is at 10 a.m. Now, tomorrow's service, you're not going to want to miss it, because tomorrow's service is a special service. It is the service of a living wonder. My goodness, a living wonder.
I'm a living wonder.
I'm a living wonder. Wow. My goodness. So now we're going to be talking with Bishop about that when we get back. But right now, we have Brian Courtney Wilson on the way with Worth Fighting For. So stay with us. We'll be back after this.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path and opening every door. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, nothing, no nothing,
nothing can separate me from your love
when there's so much more.
Yeah, still worth fighting.
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard.
All right, we're back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want you to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services tomorrow morning. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. That number for a ride is 904-646-8210. The number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Come out to the services tomorrow. Tomorrow's service is I'm a Living Wonder.
Yeah.
Now, Bishop, we need to talk about that because, you know, the Bible said that we're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
And now tomorrow's service is I'm a Living Wonder.
Yeah.
So tell us what we can expect tomorrow.
When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, one of the first messages he preached, he said, "This sign shall follow them that believe."
Yes.
Every believer is a wonder.
Mm.
Now, the world's supposed to be amazed about you. There will be results happening in your life. You yourself cannot explain it, except you just say, only God can do this. Now, the problem now is this. Jesus Christ said, teaching them to observe all things that I have spoken to you, that I've taught you. The church is not taught. Mm. And yet they are waiting for wonders. So the wonders is sitting beside them, but they can't see it.
Mm.
They can't even experience it because nobody showed them. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, you are going to know how to become a living wonder.
Yes, I'm telling you, Bishop.
I have seen it. I have seen God change life. I've seen God. Somebody was sharing, you were there. We were at the back just talking to the newcomers that came to church.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady busted into tears. She said, "I have been trusting God for a car. I just came to church for the first time. And the word came and I just jumped into it." He said, "That week God gave me a new car."
Amen.
He said, she was crying. Now she had something. Come and hear something that will change your life.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Come and hear something that will change your life. Come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Tomorrow's service is I'm a Living Wonder. Now, if you need a ride, call us. We'll come and get you. The number to call is 904-646-8210. That number to call again is 904-646-8210. 8210. We want to see you there, and you'll be mightily blessed. Amen. So now it's time to introduce who we have with us in the studio tonight, the Fulfillment family. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Brother Christian is here. Brother Clarence is here. Sister Thunder is back with us tonight. And of course, I'm yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. We're so happy that you're tuned in. And I'm telling you, we have more blessings to come. Yeah. So now it's time for that wonderful segment that we like to call the Moment of Change. And to get right into that, we're going to turn it over to Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
It's a blessing to be here in the studio with you, Sister Jan. And we are thankful. You know, I'm in the studio with you. But, you know, this studio is really charged. is one of those days that when you come in the studio, you feel the presence of God in His Word mightily. And as the Word was flowing through you, Bishop, sir, we can hear, yes, like I was saying during the break, sir, you know, we are not only receiving revelations as we hear the Word, but what is happening is you are getting activated, you know, as we hear the Word, because now you have something practical to say, yes, I thought I heard this before, but now I am hearing it again. I should get up and do something. Thank you, sir. We thank God for your life as these revelations have been, you know, broadcast every week through you, through your obedience on being here with us. We thank God for you and that the unctions continue to increase in your life as well. You know, as you spoke, there are a couple of things that I really wanted to talk about them with you, but you know, we don't have all the time tonight.
Okay.
But you know, I'm gonna just say, you know, one or two things that you said. And see where you can help me to line up my revelations with this.
Okay.
Because I'm sure our listeners are hearing you as well.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned something about, you know, you must be attached to a local body.
That's it.
And you know, I know as blessed as I am being in this local body with you, God has been moving my life from glory to glory.
That's it.
And that is what is happening in our commission right now.
Yeah.
People are moving from one level to another.
Yeah.
Those that are hearing the Word and they are doing them.
Yeah.
And their lives are changing in our own very eyes.
That's it.
The question I want you to help us understand there is this. You know, like you were saying, people are getting sophisticated.
Yeah.
They look at these broadcasts through the internet. They look at the broadcasts through televisions. And they compare it to being in a local body where, okay, well, I don't need to be in church because I can watch the TV. You know, what I see happening is you are cutting yourself short.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, the Word comes not only to increase you, it is meant to rebuke you.
Yeah.
It is meant to prune you.
Yeah.
It is meant to change you from the inside out.
Yeah.
And so you being attached to a local body helps someone to say, no, you can't go that far.
Oh, yeah.
This is where you're going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go this far, there's problems.
Mm.
So help us understand that, look, the same thing happened in the days of the children of Israel in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Because that was the first church.
Yeah.
They didn't say, oh, I am not going to be part of this. I have to stay here. Destructions will come for those ones.
Easy.
So let people understand that, look, don't be sophisticated, because the enemy is looking for your sophistication as a trap for you.
Mm, yeah. Thank you, Christian. There was a particular issue that happened the other time. I had this person was brought to me to pray for this person. And he has a very terrible situation, a sickness that was so terminal. And I asked this person a question. I said, which church do you attend? And he just said, well, I'm a Christian. I'm in the body of Christ.
Ah!
Now, listen to this. When you are so deceived that way, you open yourself up for the enemy to shoot the arrow, and it's only you is going to hit. Now, when the enemy launch an attack against the body, now just look at it as a wall that was made of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if anything is shot towards that brick, the whole building will absorb it. Now, if it is only one brick, that brick will break. That is what happens when you are not part of the body and you just think you can float everywhere. Everybody needs a covering. Amen. Without a covering, you are open. The children of Israel, they were under the tutelage of Moses.
That's right.
Now, each time somebody just go aside and they say, I want to be with Korah and Dathan, you see what happened? They sink with immediate effect. Don't let pride ruin you because you know two or three scriptures and you think you are now the archpope of your life. No, it doesn't work that way. You need to be part of the body so that the same anointing of Jesus will be over you. Now, many times people don't want to do that because maybe they've been hurt in the past. Some people is because they don't want to be rebuked by anybody. Now, who grow without rebuke?
No one.
Now, we all of us here, we grow in one family or the other. They have to rebuke you, otherwise you'll be spoiled.
That's right.
You will miss your destiny.
That's right.
The same thing spiritually. You need to be under somebody that will tell you no, there are boundaries. That when you are not instructed, you can cross it. And when you cross it, you can kill yourself.
That's right. That's right.
Bishop.
Yeah.
One thing you said, this is what I really, really enjoyed.
Good.
Disgrace the devil and put him to shame.
Does it.
A lot of times we fester over what is not right, what's wrong, what's bad, what's sad. Can you highlight the importance of the power of our tongue and how we can actually put the devil to shame and get away from all the negative thoughts and what we think are happening when it can be positive?
Yeah. You see, one of the things I've discovered about believers, most especially when people are not taught the word of God, the only thing that will be coming to your mind is what I've done wrong, my past, and what the enemy uses against the church is their past. Mm-hmm. Now listen to this. The moment you are saved, your past is gone.
Amen.
I don't know whether it can be 2 minutes ago, 30 seconds ago. Now you are saved and you made a mistake. What do? You go back and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Now, the moment you say that one, the blood of Jesus come, the Bible says, the blood of Jesus cleanses us. That's a continuous thing. That means you are under the shower.
Yes.
Now, the shower is on you, whether you know it or not. But when you recognize it, it washes away your sin. Mm-hmm. Now, God don't want you to hammer your sin. He wants you to hammer his righteousness.
Amen.
So that you can, Lord, I'm so sorry. Yes. Now, there is no way you'll be a child of God and the Spirit of God is living inside of you. When you miss it, you will know. You will know because it's like the fellowship is being cut off or something is hindering you.
Yes.
So you just go back immediately. Right. Don't sit down with the guilt. Now listen to this, Brother Clarence.
Yes,
if God says he forgives you, who are you to say you don't forgive yourself?
That's right. You got to forgive yourself, Bishop.
So, and you just move on. That is why people don't have confidence before God because they have been thinking, I didn't do it right. This is the reason this thing is happening. And God is saying, what have you ever done right? What have you ever done right? He said, your righteousness is like a filthy rag before me. Mm. So what were you trying to do?
Right.
Mm. So because you forgive somebody and you think you have done everything, God have to mark iniquity, can you stand? You need to come to a place whereby you see Jesus as the one that make you righteous before God, not what you think you are doing.
Wow. Amen, Bishop. Wow, that was powerful there.
Yeah.
I want to continue because you said when we break fellowship.
Yeah.
Okay, when we say we break fellowship.
That's it.
But we don't break the relationship.
Thank you.
You know, and a lot of time when we sin, we as Christians sometimes think, well, I done sin and God this, God that. But you don't break that relationship. Only the fellowship is broken. Tell what you said a while ago.
That's it.
Lord, forgive me and move forward.
Move forward.
And then you talking about the local church. I want to say this about the local church. When you talked about people saying, well, I don't have to go to church, all of those things that you said, yeah, you may not have to go to the local church, but what you were saying about this brick wall, there is unity in the church.
Yes, that's it.
And Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church.
My church.
We're talking about the actual body of Christ, not no building. The building may fall down, but guess what? The church is always going to stand. So explain to some of these people that are listening to us today, because I spoke to some people today. They're saying, yes, I belong to a church, but they don't go to church.
Mm.
You know, how can you have
they don't belong.
How can you have protection
you're
if you're not attending a local body?
Now, let me tell you this, though, what the Holy Ghost showed me some times ago. I was praying, and the Lord said to me, he said, when people come to my presence and we gather together, he said there is a corporate anointing over that gathering.
Mm.
He said, at that time, even when you don't say anything, he said, the ministering spirit are there. The angels are there to minister to everybody. Mm. There are things you don't even discover is wrong with you.
Mm.
They remove it before
Amen.
It happens.
Yes.
Now, if you are not, and I have been in a situation whereby I'm ministering and God is showing me. Before I left home, God told me, he says, so person today, I'm going to meet with that person. He just showed me, at times it's by name. At times he never mentioned the name. I just saw a picture of the person. And when I get to church, I start looking for the person. He's at home.
Mm-hmm.
Is it God knew he put he prepared for this person before this person comes. Now is the one that is absent. And many times when you break fellowship, all you need to do is, I'm sorry, Lord. Like you just said, you can't break relationship. Now, if my children did something that I don't like, what they do all the many times, now I won't just say they are no more my children. Now that may just, I'm angry, I'm mad with you with what you are doing. But it doesn't break the relationship. They still carry my DNA in them. Yes. The same thing happened to you when you got born again. Amen. The DNA of God is still in you. Yes. When you break fellowship, repent and come back home.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Good. Wow.
Thank you so much, Sister Jen. You know, that is a handful. So we want to invite you, especially if you're listening to us right now, the word of God in James 4:10 says, humble yourself before the Lord and he will exalt you. So as you hear the word of God come through this microphone and you're hearing through the radio, that means that you allow yourself to say, you know what? I need to go back in God's presence. Let God use this opportunity to lift you out of any struggles, any bondage, any holdback, any setbacks that you're dealing with. This is your opportunity tomorrow. Join us. Sister Jen, we have two services.
Yes, we do, Brother Christian. There's two services tomorrow. The first service is at 10 a.m. That's our early service. And the second service is... Oh, no, the first service is 8 a.m.
I was saying, we got an 8 o'clock service now.
I thought we have 10 p.m.
Yes. Maybe we need three services, but we're going to start with the 8 o'clock.
Yes, it's going to be the early service is at 8 a.m. So that's those right. of you who are early risers that get up early, come out to that early service at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. And if you get up a little bit later, we have a second service. That service is at 10 a.m. And that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call us. We'll come and get you. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call again for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. Thank you so much. That was the moment of change. What an awesome discussion that was. I'm sure you were mightily blessed with that. And now it's time to be blessed even further, because now it's time for what I like to call, this is my favorite segment of our broadcast. And that's because we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of the people. And Bishop, you'll remember this testimony that we have for tonight. Because you know, Bishop, the Bible tells us that when Jesus told the 10 lepers to go and show themselves to the priest, they were healed as they went.
That's it.
And only one
came back.
Returned to say thank you.
That's it.
And Bishop, it's a wonderful thing when you have children that come back to the Lord to say thank you for what you've done in our life. And Bishop, there was a service where you were uttering that there was going to be 24-hour miracles. There would be the good news would come in 24 hours. And we have this young girl that came up to testify. Yeah. I mean, she had a lot going on. She had a gymnastic tournament that she was a part of, which was really awesome. But then she testified that on a Monday morning, she received the good news that she was going to be moved into the gifted class. Oh my goodness. And she wanted to say thank you to the Lord.
If you know the story behind that yes. was awesome. That was the same person about a year or 2 years ago. They couldn't promote her because they said she was not performing well. Just like that,
yes.
God turned things around. Now, maybe you are listening to us tonight and you felt your case is out of order. That is a lie from the pit of hell. I'm telling you, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will share your testimony. Join us tomorrow.
That's
come
right.
Connect
right.
Amen.
Amen.
And your life will never remain the same
that's
again.
Right. That's yes. right, Bishop.
I'm telling you, and yes, tomorrow's service is right, I'm a living wonder.
Wonder.
So come out and see that you're a living wonder. Mm. Come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need a ride, call us. We'll come and get you. Our services are 8 a.m. for the early service and 10 a.m. for the second service. The number to call for that ride is 904-646-8210. The number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. 1-800-273-1410. Now, Bishop, it's time for us to open up the phone lines. We're going to open the phone line so that you can call in live into the studio. Dr. Abiola Idowu is here. He's standing by ready to pray with you, ready to agree with you. If you have a question, if you need prayer, there may be something that you heard in the message that stirs something up in your spirit and you want to call in about that, give us a call. Now, the number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. The phone lines are now open and the number to call is area code 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Bishop will be happy to pray with you. He'll be happy to agree with you. Call in and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idowu. Give us a call at 904-296-2251. So we have some other things going on in CREPA this month. So Thunder, tell us about them.
Well, we want you to make plans to join us for our Dominion Celebration. Our Dominion Celebration will be held October 5th through the 6th. That's October 5th on a Friday. We will begin at 7 p.m. And on October 6th, that Saturday, we will also begin at 7 p.m. And we're going to wrap it all up on Sunday during our service. Join us next Saturday, September 15th, for our free food giveaway. It's from 12 to 2 p.m. Matthew 23 and 35 says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Come out and receive this blessing for yourself or on the behalf of a friend, maybe another family member, or even a coworker." Back to you, Jan.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, Sister Thunder was telling us about our Dominion Celebration, Bishop.
Yeah.
But, oh, my goodness. We need to talk about that. Let me just give the number out to call into the studio again. That number is 904-296-2251. The phone lines are open. You can give us a call at 904-296-2251. Bishop, we'd be happy to pray with you. Just call us at 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, the Dominion Celebration. Now, I know when we said Dominion, and everybody know what Dominion means, yeah, but tell us what it means when we use it as Dominion Celebration.
Okay. Now, Dominion Celebration is the word that the Lord gave to me to let the body of Christ understand the fact that we are now in charge. Now, many, many times, people really don't know that when God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, he was the God of the earth. He said in Psalm 115 verse 16, he said, "The heaven of heaven is the Lord, the earth has he given to the children of men." Now, that was something that God put in Adam. It's not education. It was discernment.
Mm.
The man knows what God is thinking.
Mm.
Now, that was why he was able to know all the names of the animals. And when God saw what he did, God approved it and stamped it immediately. Now, when you want to dominate, you must know how to hear God's heart.
Yes.
You must know how God thinks. Now, the theme of this Dominion Celebration is higher ground. God is bringing total promotion into our life. And God's servant will be here, and I will be ministering with him. Bishop Francis Wale, okay, will be here. He's a great man of God. I mean, I have known him for years, and I've seen a man that work in miracles, signs, and wonders with proof of it all around the whole universe.
Amen.
And he's ministering in meetings that is into millions of people. But we insisted we want him to be a blessing to us from 5th to 7th of October 2018. Mark your calendar. Come and see something that God can do when you release your faith to him.
You know, Sister Jan, you know, there was one time there that I was with Bishop, and he shared a testimony about Bishop Wale Oke, about a situation where he was there ministering, just ministering in the house, in a program, and somebody's child was dead, sir. And the child's been dead for hours.
Yeah.
And the lady, the mother, brought the child and just threw it at this man of God. And immediately as that, the child came back to life. That was a miracle. So I was like, wow.
In fact, the child died around 7 in the morning. The crusade didn't start until around 7 in the night. So, and the woman just kept the baby, just waiting for the crusade to start. And in the midst of the crusade, as the man of God was moving, he just carried the baby of death. I mean, already the baby was dead. He just threw the baby to him. As the baby touched the body, the baby came back to life. The old crusade was something else. Wow. Now, the man carried an awesome grace.
Yes.
Awesome grace. And I want you to be a partaker of this grace this time.
Yes, and that is October the 5th through the 7th.
Yeah.
That's the Dominion Celebration at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. You want to mark your calendar because you want to be there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Bishop, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
And we are all just anticipating. We are expectant. And we're excited, and we will be there. And we want you to be there, too. Again, that's October the 5th through the 7th. The Dominion Celebration at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, I'm going to give the number out again to the phone lines. The number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call in live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Call in and let Bishop pray for you. You know, 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So call in. Let Bishop pray with you. Let's pray in that confidence that anything we ask in his will hear us. Bishop will agree with you. Connect with that anointing.
That's right.
Give us a call at 904-296-2251. The number to call again is 904-296-2251. Now, Sister Thunder, if someone wanted to sow a seed into the ministry, tell us how we can do that.
Yes, they can sow a seed by, of course, coming to our service and bringing their seed with them. They can also go to our website, which is www.crepa.org, and on our menu bar, they want to select giving, and then they want to select radio support, or they can just go ahead and give a seed to the church, and they can put their amount in. And if they'd like for us to communicate with them, they can provide their email address as well. And we'd be more than happy to provide them with more information. Also, they can text it. They can send a text using their cell phone. They're going to text give and be blessed. The text is give and be blessed. And the number that they'll text is 73256. It's 73256. And also, if they provide their email address, we'll send them a receipt as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So if you want to plant a seed in this ministry, maybe you've been blessed by something you've heard. Maybe you have a testimony that God has answered your prayer. God has done something for you. Go ahead and do that. Send a seed to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. She gave you the information. You can actually text. You can actually come out to the services tomorrow and actually give your seed in person. The address is 7171 Arlington Expressway, Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, with two services. The first service is 8 a.m. and the second service is 10 a.m. Now, the number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, you mentioned earlier that people need to learn how to hear God's heart.
Yeah.
So, where do we start with that? Where do we start in learning how to hear God's heart?
See, you cannot understand how God speaks if you are not accustomed to his word.
Mm.
Now, the moment you are born again, the next step is to know how God speaks. And it starts with what is in his word. The will of God is his word. The mind of God is his word. Now, the word of God is not just about you. The word of God is about himself.
Mm.
He introduced himself to us so that we can know him. Yes. So you want to hear God's voice? Come and hear how God speaks.
Yes, come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, these services are tomorrow. This is tomorrow morning, and we want to see you there. We have two services. We have an 8 a.m. service, and then we have a 10 a.m. service. You can make one of them, because tomorrow's service is I'm a living wonder.
That's it.
And I know I'm a living wonder, but I'm trying to find out how I can be. I'm trying to find out where my living wonder's fitting in.
That's
here.
It. That's
so I'll
it.
Be there. So you come out to these services. It's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. It's 7171 Arlington Expressway. If you need us to come and get you, we will. Just call us. We've given you the number. It's 904-646-8210. We'll pick you up. 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. That's tomorrow morning. So, Bishop, our time is about up, and we've got to get out of here. We will be back in the studio next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We want you to tune in again. We thank you for tuning in tonight, and we certainly want to see you again next week, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here live in the studio with your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. So we'll see you next week, and until then, remain blessed, and remember, Jesus is alive. You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.
Could have been me carried off by the feds. It could have been me with gunshots to the head. It could have been me so gone with nobody to call my own. It could have been me with my face on the team. If I was you, I wouldn't have did.
It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
Hello, Jacksonville. This is Minister Connie McCall. I'm Cadence McCall's mother. She's presently out of town at the continent of Africa doing the Lord's work. Tonight, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to receive the Word of God, and you're going to receive a prophetic prayer as it comes forth through me as the Lord leads. And then I'm going to have you all give testimony, because people in Jacksonville need to hear that God is moving, and he needs to hear it from other people that know that God's moving. So we need to let God do a work through you people of God tonight in Jacksonville to talk to others, to give testimony and words that God has done for you. So what we're going to be doing at the platform tonight is I'm going to go forth and give a word, and then we're going to have calls received at the number 904-296-2251. We're going to have you call in, and I'm going to pray, and as the Lord leads, give prophetic prayer over those that would call in. And then I want you to have a testimony ready to give, to show, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He's done great and mighty things in your lives. He's doing great and mighty things in the earth. He wants to move mightily in others, and they don't know it. We need to let them know what they're doing in our lives, so they know that God is real and that he moves for all of us, and he's no respecter of persons. We need to go forth and do the will and the work of God. And you may say, well, this is supposed to be a ministry of prophecy. Well, let me tell you, the Lord spoke to me today, and he said to me that prophecy is testimony is prophecy in reverse. Testimony is prophecy in reverse. So we're going to give some testimony tonight of what God's already done for all of us as we walk a prophetic walk as a prophetic people. We've been given a walk to walk as from the call of God. As you receive Christ as your Savior and Lord, you began to walk a walk with Him. You stepped into the prophetic. You stepped into the way of God. And in that way, He does great and mighty things for us. And many times, we shortchange God. We don't look at the little things that He does, so we don't think we have testimony. But we do. If we're walking with Him, serving Him, and we know His ways, then He's always doing good things for us. For our God is a good God. He's a universal God. He is the only one true living God. We need to walk forth and praise His holy name and tell of His wondrous works in the earth. Let's not shortchange God tonight, people of God. Let's give Him a chance. Let the city of Jacksonville and surrounding areas hear what God is doing for you, and so that they will know that God will do it for them. He loves us, people of God. He loves us. Remember now, our testimony is prophecy in reverse. It's what we've already walked out and walked through, and we haven't missed a step with God if we're serving Him, knowing Him, and loving Him as He calls us to do. But we're going to look at right now in the Word, from the Word, that God does this, that He's called us into who He is to walk out a word that comes from Him. And it's in the Word. In Ephesians, we read, "Wherefore remember that you being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at times, those times we were without Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometime far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." Going back unto verse 11 in Ephesians 1:10, it says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." So therefore, God has given us works in Him to walk through, to walk out, to walk in. And some of those we've already walked out, walked through, and walked in. So we all should have some kind of testimony. And you know what? You might say, "I don't have a testimony." Well, go back a little bit further to when you were in your sin. When you were in your sin, I know many people can look back and they forget the testimony of when they were lost, how God was working with them to bring them to that place to be processed in Him. They don't think about that. They forget the ways that they walked in. We need to remember no longer the former things, and behold, all things are new. But we can always look back to where we came from to know that we've got a goal in Christ Jesus to walk to unto the very end, and that we're just walking through right now. We're being processed. We need to get this out with our testimonies so people know that we've come from somewhere and that we're going somewhere. We are not citizens from this world. We are citizens from afar. We are just sojourners here, walking in this land, a testimony out, being testaments of the covenant of the one true living God through us as the people of God. Let's shout out tonight the testimonies of the Lord. Let's get excited for what the Lord has done for all of us. Let's not shortchange God anymore. It also says in the Word, in verse 8, I'm kind of reading these verses backwards. I started with Ephesians 11 and read to 13. Then I went up to 10. Now I'm reading in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 8. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, for it is a gift of God." And then it proceeds to go on and says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." Proceeds to go forth in what I've already read. "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." All right, let's try to think of some reasons. I know sometimes I've thought, why have I not received a word I'm working forth in my life that I know I've received? Is there something wrong with me? Why am I waiting on something to happen that God has spoken? Well, tonight we're going to talk about the progression of prophecy of God's goodness. The progression of God's goodness is the intent of God's heart through us and for us and towards us. But many times this doesn't happen, and we ask ourselves why. And I've asked myself why when I've received words and prophetic words and like, what's going on? Why haven't I received the outcome or the answer or seen what the results of this prophetic word? All right. Sometimes we're ahead of God. Now, this is, we've heard this before. Sometimes we get a word, we get excited, and we start moving out. And God didn't give us that unctioning to move out, but we're just so excited that we got a word from God, we try to make it happen. So sometimes it's not God's timing that we don't always get what we want when we want it, because we got to watch that flesh. We got to keep it under thumb. We got to keep it under hand because it wants to rise up. We always want in the flesh what we want when we want it, how we want it. And that is actually a spirit of lust. You know, we lust in the flesh. People think lust is always a sexual sin, but lust is just something that the flesh wants when it wants, how it wants it, and when it wants it. And many times we get words from God and we want that exact thing. We want it now, how we heard it, the way we want it, and we don't even know the way God's going to perform it. You know, many times he gives specific words to us, but we don't always know the way it's going to happen. We don't know, and we always want to know. We always got that want to know. That's just our flesh. And God says, be still and know that I am God. He will make things happen in his timing. But now there's other reasons that people don't want to hear, that sometimes it's just not working. You know, things aren't working and we don't know why. Well, I read in the Word, for by grace are ye saved, by faith, that no man should boast of works. But then we know God's Word says that faith without works is dead. And then we know God's Word says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So there is a correlation of grace and works. And we want to always hear the grace message. That's what we want to hear. Let's move forward in grace. And we want to move forward in grace because God has graced us in who we are. And that's why we're saved. We wouldn't be saved apart from God's grace and mercy to us, his unmerited favor. But sometimes we get walking in a walk that he's never called us to walk in. We go back into old ways. We sidestep. We backstep. And we get words. We go to the church house and we get a word from God. That is God's intent for us. It's his heart towards us. His goodness towards us is always a prophetic word, either spoken to us that we hear or just walking it out as we walk with him. He's working a work of prophecy in our life. But when we sidestep or we backstep or we just totally move another direction, we want him to grace us still. We want that grace to come upon us. God cannot grace us in our sins. He graces us out of our sin. He's waiting for us to repent. So sometimes we go to the church house and we get a word from God and we get all excited. For that moment, we step back in. We're back into our grace space with God and we're shouting our victory. We're shouting and hooting and hollering. Look what God's done for me and he's planning to do this. Then we go back into our sins. Now, there's many kind of sins that we can be living in and going to church. And I'm going to target a particular sin because it's pretty prevalent. Many sins that are out there that have entered the church house, that have entered the remnant, that have entered into God's people, or have come from the world because it's of the world. Sexual sin. There's a lot of sexual sin going on in the body of Christ. People going out on dates and not staying holy. People shacking up. People fornicating right and left and right. And then they want their words from God to move forth and to operate and come forth for them. God says, repent. Repent. He's given you some word, and it is still his time. You haven't got ahead of him. He wants that word to come to pass. He wants to move for you. But get out of your sin, because he will not grace you in that place if you're not in his grace space. Get in his grace space. Move with the Spirit of God. Be led by the Spirit of God. Stay in holiness. All right, people of God, you may not know how to stay holy. You know, I'll tell you this, righteousness has been given to us. It's been imputed to us through Christ Jesus. Righteousness has been given to us and imputed to us by Christ Jesus, by faith. But holiness is acquired. Now we're going back to grace and works. Work and grace. We've been graced in through faith in Christ Jesus into his righteousness. In his righteousness and serving him, there is nothing bad you can do, so bad or bad, or there's nothing better you can do to make yourself any closer to God. You've received his righteousness point blank. It's yours. Continue in it. Continue in it. Then where do the works come from? God says, if you love me, you'll obey me and keep my commandments. There are saints of God out there, like I said, and I just chose that one particular lifestyle. They are living in patterns of sin. They want what God wants for them, but they want it their way. They want their cake and eat it too. God says to repent. Repent, because he's got great good things for you. He is a good God. He's a merciful God. He's ready to receive you back right this very second. Repent. Repent. Bring that person in that you're with right now.